Ocasio-Cortez, Draft All Genders for the Military. By Neil Monroe on April 5, 2019. The Pentagon should draft all genders, not just men and women. According to New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She casually spotlighted her revolutionary rejection of biology, sex, and the male or female society during a live Facebook chat in which she was asked about her views on the military draft. "As long as we have a draft, I support people of all genders being drafted," she said. "Male and female are the two sexes, but transgender advocates now claim more than 50 genders, including agender, bigender, gender fluid, gender nonconforming, gender queer, intersex, two-spirit, etc., plus cisgender for the 99%+ of people who are normal, non-transgender people. This rejection of male and female society, including singles, parents, and children, is now the norm in the new Democratic Party, which has embraced the transgender ideology. That ideology says each person's preferences are, and should be, unconnected from their bodies. It says that men and women are interchangeable, and can switch their sex by switching their own sense of gender identity so that men who say they are women really do become biological women, complete with female penises. Also, progressives want the government to clear away the social construction, laws and civic norms, which supposedly prevent small women from wrestling large men to the ground, and which deter large men in tutus from trying to yet afar above tall female dancers. For Democrats, this wave or new regulation, censorship, and civic pressure will free the less than 1% of people who say they are transgender from the oppressive, outdated rules of male-dominated supremacy. People will discard the oppressive gender binary of male or female sexes and will embrace the freedom of new genders, transgender, bigender, nonconforming, etc., 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 progressives say. In contrast, conservatives say that men and women are legally equal, but their bodies give them different and complementary skills, abilities, and preferences. For example, conservatives point out that men tend to be stronger and will aggressively compete against other men to support their wives and children, while women have the remarkable ability to grow babies and moderate male aggression. Teenage boys and girls also compete and cooperate among themselves in their very different ways, while also finding much time to cooperate across the sexual divide. Democrats are fast discarding this ancient understanding of the two sexes. On March 28, for example, nearly all House Democrats, including Ocasio-Cortez, backed a resolution calling on the Pentagon to recruit transgender people who openly insist they are members of the opposite sex. Whereas President Trump's ban on transgender members of the armed forces would affect all transgender members of the armed forces and force them to serve under a policy that stigmatizes and devalues their contributions to our nation's defense, now, therefore, be it resolved that at the House of Representatives, 1. Strongly opposes President Trump's discriminatory ban on transgender members of the armed forces. 2. Rejects the flawed scientific and medical claims upon which it is based, and 3. Strongly urges the Department of Defense to not reinstate President Trump's ban on transgender members of the armed forces and to maintain an inclusive policy allowing qualified transgender Americans to enlist and serve in the armed forces. Only one Republican denounced the contents of the resolution, Missouri Representative Vicky Hartzler. In contrast, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, and other Democrats lashed at the GOP. The Pentagon's decision to define soldiers' sex by their biology is an act of cruelty and bigoted, said Pelosi. It violates every value of American democracy. It would undermine our military readiness. It is prejudice, not patriotism. We will never allow hate and prejudice to dictate our national security, Pelosi said. Polls show that transgender ideology is deeply unpopular, especially among women and parents. In 2017, former President Barack Obama told National Public Radio that his promotion of the transgender ideology made it easier for Trump to win the presidency. Multiple polls show that most Americans wish to help and comfort people who think they are members of the opposite sex, even as they also reject the transgender ideology's claim that a person's legal sex is determined by his feeling of gender identity, not by biology. A UK survey shows a similar mix of some sympathy for people with lopsided opposition to the ideology. Transgender advocates claim that 2 million Americans say they are transgender to a greater or lesser extent. But very few people who describe themselves as transgender undergo cosmetic surgery of the genitals. Only about 4,118 Americans surgically altered their bodies in hospitals from 2000 to 2014 to appear like members of the opposite sex, according to a pro-transgender medical study. Yet the gender ideology is rapidly gaining power, aided by huge donations from wealthy individuals and medical companies. In February, for example, an Ohio judge forced parents of a teenage girl to give up custody so she could begin a lifetime of drug treatments and surgery that would allow her to appear as a male. The progressive push to bend Americans' attitudes and their male and female civic society around the idea of gender identity has already attacked and cracked many of the popular social rules that help Americans manage the cooperation and competition among and between complementary, different, and equal men and women. These pro-gender claims have an impact on different sex bathrooms, shelters for battered women, sports leagues for girls, hiking groups for boys, K-12 curricula, university speech codes, religious freedoms, free speech, the social status of women, parents' rights in child-rearing, children's safety, practices to help teenagers, health outcomes, women's ideals of beauty, culture and civic society, scientific research, prison safety, civic ceremonies, school rules, men's sense of masculinity, law enforcement, military culture, and children's sexual privacy.